This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Starting a small business is an exciting venture, but it's one that comes with numerous challenges. Let's take a look at how you can make this process simpler and more gratifying. In Australia, a small business is identified as a venture or a company that employs less than 19 people. Most small businesses are owner-operated, also known as sole trader-operated. But before you plan a new business, you must find out if you're eligible to start one. The Australian government bars certain people from owning a business. This includes people who have claimed bankruptcy or have been convicted for a crime. Once you have a concept for your business in place, you'll need to register a name with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC. Bruce McFarlane is CEO of BlueRock, a professional services firm in Melbourne. His team provide advice to budding entrepreneurs on their finances, accounts and practical support to get their business off the ground. Mr. McFarlane says, if you want to start a new venture, you need to ask yourself a few hard questions, such as, what is the problem I'm going to solve with my business? Or if it's an existing idea that you have a different take on, you must ask yourself, will my idea attract enough attention to bring in money?
The starting point is, what's the vision for the business? Then once they've decided what they want to do, there might be some legal or other requirements to set up a business in a certain way for certain people. Some businesses can be operated as a sole trader, and there's very little requirements around what you're going to do to start setting up the business. Other businesses, you need to set up a company or a trust or some other legal structure to be able to operate the business.
As an entrepreneur, you need to work out who are your potential customers and what sorts of resources you'll need to develop the business. This could include renting out a space or an office or employing staff. Alexandra Sinclair is the owner of Pot Dispensary, a ceramics studio and design store. She launched her business in Melbourne just over a year ago and says that while the concept of her store was very clear to her, getting it going took months.
Since we got the property, it took me about 5 or 6 months before I was able to open. Just planning where I wanted everything to go, having enough stock to be able to open. So, yeah, it took about 5 or 6 months. It was a lot longer than I would have liked. And if I could do it again, I probably would have saved up more money.
Often, small business owners struggle towards the launch of their business because they're trying to do everything themselves. Some may have little knowledge about where to seek financial and logistical assistance to make sure their business opens up on time. Ms. Sinclair says she got a lot of information and support from the New Enterprise Incentive Scheme, NEIS, course, which helped her understand the finances required with regards to business ownership. She says the year-long government-run course is very useful as it helps take some pressure off the process of starting a business.
It's not the easiest thing that I have done, but that's sort of why I was really looking at this NEIS program, because it does demystify opening a business. So, if anyone wanted to start a business, I would recommend doing that, or, yeah, at least chatting to someone who runs the course.
Australia has a large set of rules for all types of businesses that every owner must comply with. These can be challenging to navigate, but seeking assistance from a lawyer can be helpful. Starting your own business may be exhausting. You might have the idea and the manpower to get it off the ground, but managing your resources is often more difficult. Rahul Kumar is the director of Allied Legal. His business offers legal advice to new entrepreneurs with tailored solutions, and says most startups and innovation ideas these days are technology-based.
In terms of just the basic legal structures and the vehicle through which the business venture is to be operated can happen quickly, but there's a lot, you know, in terms of making the venture come to light, and it really does depend on the complexity of the venture.
A majority of small and medium business owners opt to take out a loan to get their business going. But it is often tricky to find a lender who understands the specific needs of the business.
As far as small business loans go, a savvy financier, as and what we find is it's not like loans are readily available to any business. A savvy financier will also require you to be providing a business plan to ensure that, you know, when it's lending you money, that money is safe, so to speak, because it obviously wants a return on the money that it's lending.
Due to such complexities, most businesses get offered much less than they initially hoped to get. A small business loan is different to other loans, and interest rates are likely to be higher than what you can expect.
In the early phase or in the early stages of a new business, what we normally suggest is if you can find ways to fund it without taking on debt, that obviously is the best way to go, because the funding that's coming through is in the form of equity and shares in the company, for example, if you've set up a company, and it reduces the repayment risk, because a loan, on the other hand, is something that needs to be repaid.
For more information, visit asic.gov.au or business.gov.au and www.asbfeo.gov.au.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.